The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Leanne McAdoo is going to pop in at the bottom of the hour. She's got a big interview premiering tonight. We're going to air a clip of it with a gentleman that says he was abused, and I agree this goes on, as a young person and then targeted for sex operation. There's a whole lobby out there pushing it. And let's get this straight. I don't care if you turn yourself into a dog or an Easter bunny. I mean, get that straight. I know it makes it a bigger treat and makes it funner if I'm being bigoted and closed-minded and I can't handle you wanting to be a woman or a man. I don't want to pay for it with tax money. I'm sick of hearing about bathrooms all day. This is all culture war to break down society. It doesn't mean because you are who you are or who you think you are that you're bad inherently. Just like a hatchet can be used to cut up lumber or logs or firewood, or you can use it to kill at somebody. You can use it to murder someone. So I'm not saying people that are, quote, gay, there, I'll use the words you say, you're the boss now, homosexual, heterosexual. There's a war on using words, and I'm sick of it. And it's classic Edward Bernays, End of the Family, CIA funding Miss Magazine. The CIA is heavily involved with sports and the NFL, it's on record, and heavily involved in domestic spying and heavily involved in manipulating scripts in Hollywood. And there were a lot of investigations dealing with it 5 or 6 years ago, and so they just responded by having Congress pass a law, the 2013 NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, saying you can lie to the American people and use their taxpayer money against them. And when we come back from break, I will go directly to it. I've been mentioning it. The montage of Obama. We also print me USA Today because Quislings and cognitive dissidents, people that are programmed in a trance, they will say we edited the Obama or took it out of context. I want to show them even an authority figure publication saying it isn't true. And that's because USA Today understands if they completely do nothing but lie, they'll have no readers. But mainstream media has already killed itself. But to the credit of USA Today, they had an article out 3 days ago basically saying that all scientists don't agree in man-made climate change and say it's a big carbon tax scam. Well, actually, most scientists that have been polled say that because it's true, and they're scientists. And there's this big hoax of the scientists all know, but you, the little people, you know, it's your car that makes the earth hot, not the sun. This is how they bully people. So you can type it in. Obama said 16 times he pledged no boots on the ground in Syria. And now the State Department says they've never said it, and it's not true. Not true. And, of course, the CIA is not involved in race war, divide and conquer, balkanization, sex war, social justice warrior brainwashing, even though the federal government, the Department of Education, the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, the CIA, all of them are on record writing the guidelines for UNESCO and the UN for not just U.S. education, but worldwide adoption of standards tailored for the sociology, psychology, and cultures in their area to devastate the family, atomize any tribal structure into individuals, helpless, dumbed down to be victims of the global corporate combine system taking over. Now, I'm going to ask all the twits over at Esquire and Gawker and everywhere else. I know if you don't toe the line, they'll just fire and bring somebody else in. Let me give you a newsflash. The worm is turning. You'd make more money, dumbos, starting your own websites and coming out and telling the truth than you would lying for these publications. But here's the deal. You like lying. You don't know how to tell the truth. You don't recognize it. And you get off on snuggling up to the establishment, even though it's a rotting dinosaur with maggots coming out of its eyes. I get it. You're of your father. You love death. You love lies. You come from bad families. I'll use your own eugenics line on you. You come from predatory, twisted, screwed up gene pools. And you're not going to end up getting into space. We are.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive. in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
By the way, we have the former Navy SEAL that has been warning of this and writing articles about it and likening to Tet 2 joining us coming up tomorrow. Roger Stone is also going to be on, basically one of the top generals surrounding the Trump campaign. But even CNN and Politico and the New York Times go, Roger Stone and his business partner are the top advisors of Trump. And, wow, the intel I get from Roger about what's going on, because he knows he can tell me stuff in confidence, is amazing what's happening. But I'll see how much we can get him to say on air tomorrow. Now, if you just joined us, because of the intros I've been playing here in the second hour, they have New York Daily News, they have Esquire, they have Gawker, they have just a whole bunch of other publications coming out. Oh, look, a conspiracy theory about Beyonce and the CIA. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones says Beyonce's lemonade is part of a CIA plot, sort of civil war. Alex Jones, Beyonce's lemonade was funded by the CIA to start race war. Yeah, what I say in the video is that Beyonce is promoting division in this country, and that the NFL is funded by a whole bunch of federal agencies, the Department of Defense, CIA, Department of Education, you name it, and then even the big corporations are being subsidized, the ads they run, to have anti-father messages. Why do you think the last two Super Bowls, one had four, one had six anti-father messages? We did reports on it. 5 years ago, Audi, during the Super Bowl, had a green police hat. And I noticed they were wearing the actual white tops, green bottoms of real green police in Australia and in areas of the U.S. that had already been put in. And I went and looked up the PR firm and knew they did a lot of government work. And I said on air, this, and we wrote articles, I said, this appears to be funded for the rollout of the green police to condition the public to accept a whole new level of tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, a year later, the mayor of San Francisco was in the San Francisco Chronicle and bragged in a joint interview. It was like a conference they were having with the head of the PR company, and they bragged how they got federal money to pay for the Audi ad on the Super Bowl and to pay for the ad itself, super high budget, to roll out the new green police and the exact uniform. Well, I mean, of course it was, but they admitted it. This is what's going on. This is how they finance everything. I'm on stations around the country, and they'll have federal hospital-funded districts where federal Obama money's coming in, and they'll come into the hospitals, give them this chunk of grant money, and then the hospital comes and says, we're going to advertise for a year, $300,000, $500,000 in one case, but we want Alex Jones off the air. And I've even had stations go, don't tell anybody, you know, specifically who told you this, but yeah. The public has no idea what's going on, folks. No idea. No idea. And then they sit there and they make jokes. When just type in the CIA is engaged in deception in the U.S., you'll get mainstream news. You'll get the Washington Post. You'll get all these publications admitting this to you, but saying it's good, you see. But they never tell you what they're doing. They never tell you exactly what's going on. They don't tell you what the message is of the CIA or the Ford Foundation or the Department of Education. And again, they give them money, but they also get them in these big RTF meetings, sometimes on C-SPAN, but usually in private, in Chicago, in New York, and D.C., in London sometimes. We've gotten the transcripts of these through FOIAs, but sometimes they have it on C-SPAN, or they have parts of it on C-SPAN. And they get up there and they say, like they live, the power alliance has done well, we're enslaving them, good job. I mean, it's literally like that, with the Attorney General going, I know you're doing good, but you can't just be anti-gun once a week. You've got to be anti-gun constantly, every few minutes, and brainwash the public. And memos have come out from the big production companies, Sumner Redstone, Viacom, CBS, MTV, you name it. biggest media company in the world, and it says, you will put fathers in a bad light. You will put women in the light of the Savior. That isn't to empower women. That is to screw everything up and make women not respect men, and everything falls apart, and vice versa. Imagine the government involved with social engineers in our biology. They hate us so much. And the stupid idiots that work at Viacom and that work at Esquire and that work at all these places in Gawker, their kids are going to die of cancer young. They're going to die young. They're going to have neurological disorders. And they're so cowardly that when they're dying, they're not even ever going to admit the globalists killed them. They're not going to go look at the actuaries, the numbers, the admissions, the White House science czars, eco-science. They're not going to read any of it. I'll tell you who is going to read it. Not just somebody who won in open karate championships around the world against people a lot bigger and meaner than him, but somebody who successfully launched his own genre of films, somebody who launched his own line of exercise equipment and successful businesses, somebody that has just done so many accomplishments, it's crazy, and who produced the most hilarious comedy series, Walker, Texas Ranger, in history. And believe me, inside baseball, they know it's entertaining, it's fun, has a family values message, but it's also entertaining and funny. People that can't laugh at themselves have a big problem. Chuck Norris is an amazing person. Chuck Norris takes on chemtrails. Martial arts legend talks about sky criminals waging war on our atmosphere and our health. And the point is, you can't stop the signal. Merle Haggard, Prince, Chuck Norris, all of them. All listeners of this show, by the way. But let's expand on that. We've confirmed Merle Haggard was as well. I remember Willie Nelson like 10 years ago, sitting there playing chess with him. He goes, I know you talk about the chemtrails. I notice they stay up there longer than they used to. What are they doing? Changing the weather? The point is, you can't fool everybody, okay? And it's admitted they're doing these secret tests. They just classify the details. It's called geoengineering. So the good news is this medical scientific global takeover is now getting ready to come down. And why would anybody want to work in this deception and get talking points from criminals in the government to go out and wage war against your own fellow humans? I'm going to skip this one break today on the nature of time here because this is so important. I want to play now an admitted lie. But if you're a new viewer or a new listener or somebody at Esquire or somebody at CNN, I've met a lot of these propagandists. The high-level ones know what they're doing. They know they're evil. They know the deception. But the mid-levels just are real silly wannabe comedian types who are real cynical, hateful, and laugh at everything and just don't even have any culture or ideas. They just do whatever they're told. They're sociopathic. And I want to explain to little sociopaths. You aren't going to get as much government cheese as this system collapses. You're being screwed over by this. So if you're even a sociopath, you shouldn't want world government. You shouldn't have to avoid the fluoride in the water. And, of course, these people never do. They go, I don't care if it kills me. Big deal. There aren't too many people. Okay, fine. Harvard admits it's killing us. I don't care. Because they don't want to admit they're under attack. When it's proven, they go, fine, I accept it. Because of fundamental laziness, lack of vision, and lack of destiny. They love death. They love rolling over. They love not existing. They don't like the animating contest of life. They're dead. They're sleeping. And if you've been asleep your whole life and bombarded with nothing but evil culture, you become that. If you didn't have an overdriving stamp of God on you and a stamp of love of life and God's creation and vision, and if you weren't ever opened up to the God of the universe, not the God of this world, you are blinded by the God of this world and you can't resonate with what I'm saying. People that do click totally get it, but those that are spiritually blind in many cases cannot ever be reached again. So just stop spending your time with someone that giggles and laughs and hops up and down like a demon at you and move on to people that actually debate you or want to listen. And then give them a pep talk and work with others to form together with people that understand what's happening to enrich each other and edify each other and build a resistance to this. And realize we've just got to form the resistance. God's going to do the rest. We got to take those first steps. The secret is a load of bull from Oprah Winfrey and all that. You just imagine and hope something happens? No. Sure, energy, if you have a good attitude, is positive, and some good things will come back to you. But you've got to have the will. You've got to be doing it for the right reason. You've got to be committed, and you've got to be persecuted. And every time you get persecuted and go through it, then the doors open up. But no guts, no glory, folks. Fortune favors the bold. Our fortune is liberty. So try, if you're a new listener and you tune in, a lot of people tune in for entertainment and to feel superior, look at someone who's real, someone who stumbles, someone who comes off provincial at times, but also intellectual. A lot of pseudo-intellectuals like to watch to feel important. Come down off that horse for a minute and ask yourself, you feel safe with a government that told you Obamacare would be free when it didn't? You feel safe with them telling you 2 plus 2 equals whatever they say? You think we're going in a good direction when they tell you they never were going to put troops on the ground and never said they would, and it's a lie? When they're gearing up with armored redoubts and all and putting all sorts of garbage in the food and water, you go, oh, there's nothing in the food and water. Yes, there is, and you know it. They knew full well what aspartame and glyphosate and MSG and all the rest of the garbage does. They know what the mercury does in the vaccines. They know what the adjuvants do. They know. And it just continues on. And they don't take it out even when they get caught. Because they're committed. They're breaking us right now. You really think someone identifying as a male or female or saying mother or father or he or she hurts someone? So don't say he or she. No, that's a cult teaching you you can't use any words. They start out with, let's not hurt gay people's feelings, so don't say the word homosexual, heterosexual, homosexual. They say don't use the word Negro because that sounds like the N-word. Well, it just comes from Latin meaning dark. What next? Don't use the word Caucasian. That sounds weird. And people that are scared by a science term say don't use it. This means the Caucasus Mountains, Caucasoid. Caucasoid skeletons that were discovered. Cro-Magnon. Of course, they've done the genetic testing. You know that the Neanderthals didn't die out. They were bred out. And you look at Europeans today, you're looking at a hybrid between Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon. But listen, people just aren't informed, ladies and gentlemen. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand. They're ignorant. And the truth is exciting. It's wild. It's interesting. Let me tell you, you're going to wake up if you tune into the reality and look into this for yourself in a science fiction horror film. But it's animating. It's fun. It's exciting to be involved, to know what's going on, and to flip the switches in your body to resist it that are designed to make you survive and thrive. It is this animating pressure that is going to empower us. And the enemy would say, that's why we're doing it. To make people that are going to be empowered become empowered, but those that fall to it, they deserve to die and be destroyed by eugenics. That's a very immoral, evil program, and I'll go one further. You're not just doing that. That's your public, outside, porch, you know, outside the true inner party program to tell people you're doing eugenics to empower the species. That's pop psychology. That's pop eugenics. Real eugenics is about targeting super genes, elite genes, innovative genes, trailblazing genes, loving genes that the sociopath, control freaks, psychopathic, inbred, OCD, mental patient, control guilds are threatened by. The satanic bloodlines, it's not that it's Jewish or it's black or it's white or it's Asian, it's in every group, Asian, black, whatever, it's about the same number of psychopaths and sociopaths and other people that are predisposed. Nature loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. Epigenetics, all the rest of it. And you've got a certain number of people that are psychopaths, another number that are sociopaths, and then they're artificially engaging in cultural brainwashing to produce artificial sociopaths as their armies. But soon that won't matter because the machines are coming in who will follow orders and are autonomous under globalist control. So this is an attack on you and your family, and they don't want you to know they're doing it, even though it's declassified. So what I'm telling you is a fact. It's worse than I'm saying because there's no way to describe how horrible this is and how big this is and how stinking this is. I can't tell you about the Matrix. You're going to have to decide you want to take a red pill and see it for yourself. That's all I'm offering is the truth. Now, continuing here with this, let's go ahead and play Obama's. I'm not going to play all 16 times because of the time. But here's Obama 16 times in the last 4 years saying, we'll never put boots on the ground in Syria. Just let me bomb Syria. Now they're putting boots on the ground. They were always there, but they're expanding it openly because body bags are coming back. And they are now telling everyone that they never said this and Obama's not lying to you. I mean, who's teaching the people at the State Department? Jonathan Gruber? Here it is.
I do not foresee a scenario in which boots on the ground in Syria, American boots on the ground in Syria, would not only be good for America, but also would be good for Syria.
My answer is simple. I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria. I will not pursue an open-ended action like Iraq or Afghanistan.
2013.
I will not pursue a prolonged air campaign like Libya or Kosovo. This would be a targeted strike to achieve a clear objective.
Libya and Kosovo were destabilization programs.
About Syria.
Put radical Muslims in charge.
What matters and where we go from here. Over the past 2 years, what began as a series of peaceful protests against the repressive regime of Bashar al-Assad.
You know what? I'm not going to play all 16. Just turn it off. Okay, I can't look at it anymore. You notice Kosovo and Libya were about putting radical jihadists in charge. They gave a third of Serbia to radical jihadis, Wahhabists. They gave Libya to them. This is the globalist giving air support to Saudi Arabian proxy armies all over the world. And now they got boots on the ground because claiming they're fighting ISIS. I don't believe any of it. And from my sources, it's all pure bull. So who knows what they're doing? Mainly putting weapons caches in and then running off from them under orders. And that's why the military is so awake. But let's go ahead and go to another clip. This is the State Department yesterday where this rodent, I forget his name, it'll be on screen, is telling you, we never said there would be boots in the ground. What are you talking about? There were never elections. You never voted in primaries. Come on. Never had a right to... Women never breastfed children. What are you talking about? There was other such thing as father or mother. Those words are illegal. I mean, that's where they're all going. I mean, and you're like, man, that's cultic. It's a cult of control. Here they are. He never said it. He didn't say it 16 times himself in press conferences. Here it is.
The point is that
for months and months and months, that the mantra from the president and everyone else in the administration has been no boots on the ground. And
no,
now
that is not true.
What?
It's just not true, Matt.
It is.
It's just not true.
It's true.
No, it's not.
Well,
I just flatly, absolutely disagree with you because I've been speaking to this when I was in uniform for over 2 years.
Okay, your predecessor up here, but you know, it was all options are on the table except boots on the ground. That was the.
I never said that. And
well, that was the whole line from the president on down. Anyway.
John Kirby.
Are you saying that this is not the same thing as saying one thing and then doing the other completely?
I'm absolutely rejecting that thesis, right. Yes.
That's enough. Let's take him saying that and then put it in with the no boots on the ground. And let's put in you didn't build your business and you can keep your doctor. And him saying later, I never said you could keep your doctor. I mean, the lies are getting long here, but here's the deal. He knows they know that that was said hundreds of times by the Pentagon in press briefings and 16 times by him and hundreds of times other places by other members of the administration. That guy is in a psyop to make those people all feel alone and by themselves and to know they're going to go out and report he's a liar as they titrate the dose up of lies, conditioning us to accept lies. So he beats his hand on the table on purpose to demoralize you and say, that's not true. And he smiles and laughs, and then he goes, I never said that, and then smiles. And they're all looking upset, having their humanity insulted. And he's like, look, you people lie for a living in smaller ways, like smoking a Cuban cigar, you know, while somebody's cooking meth next door, but it's both illegal. Either the laws are frauds or follow them. He's there going, listen, we'll do whatever we want. And you all feel real safe? You think there'll be a good economy under a system like this? You think we should all screw each other over? We'll get ahead that way? No! Media, stop lying. Stop going along with it. CIA, military, FBI, stop it. You're destroying our future by design. We know where the New World Order is taking us. It's taking us into eugenics, world government, mass extermination.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones,
Leanne's
and the GCN Radio
Leanne's
Network.
Leanne's coming in.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Alex Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real, and you understand you're in danger, and you understand what you're doing is epic.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff. It's drugs. Swimming across the river. Right? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the rafts. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
And actually, the camera crew, or the reporters, were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guys were carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
Thank you. Donald Donald Trump. I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And we are live. Coming up tonight, there's going to be live coverage. We'll have the news and some important news analysis and packages, and then live coverage this evening of the big primaries in a whole bunch of states. We're going to be talking about that more in the next hour with Gerald Celente, getting more into the financial news, the military news, and so much more. I'll be talking to Leanne McAdoo about an incredible interview she did yesterday that's going to be airing tonight on the nightly news before their live coverage of what's coming up with, again, the key primaries that Trump is set to sweep. Walt Heyer, formerly a transgendered woman, now an accomplished author and public speaker with a passion for mentoring individuals whose lives have been torn apart by unnecessary gender-changing surgery, is going to testify to you. We're going to play a clip here in a moment about the dark side of all this and what's really being pushed here. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. First off, if you look at what's happening in the world, you look at governments, militaries, the police, elites digging in, getting guns, getting food like never before. This is insurance you can eat. Everybody needs to know how to use firearms, to have friends and family that you can count on in an emergency. That's also important. But to also have storable foods is paramount. And I set out to find the very best sponsor with the very best, highest quality food at the lowest prices. And that's My Patriot Supply. We have their full catalog at the lowest prices with all their latest specials. It's changing every week at InfoWarsStore.com. You got 70-day, 140-day, 450-day, 900-day, 1,800-day supplies, 114-day supplies, boogie packs. The packaging's the best. The quality special meal packages, special diet packages, you name it, they've got the full spectrum. We've got the best water filtration systems, you name it. We are running a special that we only do twice a year for 30 to 40% off, depending on which package it is, on all of the products at InfoWarsSelect.com. You know, I've had such bad mold, I'm turning into Hillary Clinton because it's been raining here. And I took my lung shield home last night and sprayed like 8 shots of it and didn't wake up hacking and coughing all night. But I still went for a jog. This is not a plug on purpose here. This is the worst coughing I've ever had because it's mold. Next thing I say, I'm Hillary Clinton part two. I mean, I'm coughing so hard I'm sweating here. And my it's gone, Lee. And I took the lung cleanse home. And the lung cleanse has got all these essential herbs and oils. It's so thick. And you spray it down your throat, it totally knocks out this like fire ants in my throat and in my bronchioles. And it totally knocks it out. And for like a week and a half, I was having all these mold problems at night and finally thought, wait a minute, lung cleanse. But then I forgot and took it home and I wasn't doing it. So I'm digressing here. Lung cleanse is an amazing product at InfoWarsLife.com. And then they don't have her mic on. She just said they should send some to Hillary Clinton. Oh, your mic is on. Okay. Anyways, the point here is this is teleprompter-free news. So if I have a coughing fit, I have one. But here is the lung cleanse. Thank God. I was doing a plug for storable foods and have now segued off into all of this. But what were you going to say about lung cleanse, Leanne?
We need to send some to Hillary Clinton and get rid of that nasty cough she has once and for all.
Oh, I agree with you. Have you ever used lung cleanse?
Yes, actually. I have the same thing with mold. So, and it does help. It coats the back of your...
You know, Austin is the fastest growing city in the U.S., maybe after Atlanta. They debate which is the fastest. It's a beautiful area. My mom's from here. I'm from Dallas. But I thought allergies were a hypochondriac thing when my buddy
didn't
want to ride bicycles. Oh, so you did too from Florida.
Yeah, and I would be like, why? Just stop coughing. Stop sneezing. What's your problem? And then, of course, it hit me when I moved to Austin. So.
Well, the mold doesn't give me a headache. It just makes me cough, and uncontrollably. And I'm not kidding. The lung cleanse, because I tried other products before we came out with this, just don't work. Stuff that, you know, you take that numbs your throat or whatever. Mm-hmm. It only happens a few times a year. When it's raining for months on end.
Yeah. Which we need. It's kind of
the aquifers, the lakes are all back to capacity. It's part of the cycles. But the point is, vitamin B12, Secret 12 is back in stock. But we're running a special that ends very, very soon on the high-quality storable foods at my Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com and on InfoWars Select. In fact, it's the InfoWars Select that has 30 to 40% off. So take advantage of that today, ladies and gentlemen, and know that you're funding this operation as well. Now is the time to have this insurance that you can eat. It is more important than ever. Okay, Leanne, continuing here, I want to get into this interview that's coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, because I was aware of this. I was familiar of these problems and people that have spoken out and been critical. But think about it. They always make it like, hey, be open, be free. They know how classically liberal the West is. We're the place that women got the right to vote. We're the place where slavery got ended first. But because of that, there's this artificial idea that we're the bad guys. Well, then they push, hey, if a man wants to be a woman or a woman wants to be a man, maybe their brain's biologically like that, whatever, they should be allowed to have that. People are like, okay. Then it's pay for the sex change with taxpayer money all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Billions a year. It's insane. Now they're wanting body modification. People think they're the devil or whatever, you know, have taxpayers pay for that. Literally, this is getting insane. And it's designed to break down culture and society. But think about children now in No Child Left Behind, as young as three, are having the government and the state read them books and talk to them about other genders. You don't have to be a boy. You don't have to be a girl. You were being oppressed because you were born into that biology. You have a great white shark's born a male.
Mm-hmm.
That he's being discriminated against, or she is. This is like aliens attacking our species. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but it might as well be a movie where they're ending humanity as we know it, and they go into young people, sometimes young children. I see now young children getting sex changes, quote, you know, if they decide, even above their parents' consent, just like abortion or just like vaccines in California. Oh, your 12-year-old wants to be vaccinated? Consents at 12, even the parents say no. Mm-hmm. This is the state coming in like pervs, like night crawlers, like guys coming through your daughter or son's window and kidnapping them. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it out in the open in the name of love and openness. Right. It's so crazy. Tell us about Walt Heyer and sexchangereject.com, because the media is so mad about this gentleman and others that are speaking out and warning people.
So Walt Heyer, his blog there, sexchangeregret.com, he calls himself a transgendered at 4 years old. He was encouraged by his grandmother to wear this purple chiffon dress. And, you know, maybe he was an effeminate young boy. I mean, you hear stories about that all the time of, you know, little boys that want to play with dolls or wear dresses or whatever. I mean, it's really not that uncommon. However, the only way that he would receive love, attention, and affection was when he would don this purple dress, and then his mom, and it was like their little secret, and he wouldn't tell his family about it, and then he went on home, and then they found out, and it was this big thing that it became this big shameful episode, and then he went on to be molested by a family member, so just all this trauma. And it really affected him as a young boy. And he carried this with him. So then when he was about 38, he went to a gender psychologist who was an LGBT activist and just basically said, oh, yes, I've seen this before. You need gender change surgery and then you'll be fixed. And so just gave him that and lived for, you know, 7 years as a woman and tried to commit suicide and was just because his underlying issues weren't dealt with. And then he went to an actual psychologist who said, actually, you have a dissociative disorder because you created a whole other identity for yourself to be able to survive with all this trauma that happened to you.
And by the way, that's real psychology. That's one of the worst things you can get is a dissociative disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Children that are abused and traumatized will create fantasy land, la-la land characters. And if you can't get them out of that character, they are fried for life. And I'm really impressed with the research you've done on this and this angle. I hope you'll stay on this beat, Leanne, and you know, do more stories on this, because I have studied this, I've looked at it, I've seen the statistics, and they make it about we hate people that have different sexual proclivity. And look, back to the Romans, whatever, I know there's always been some men that are attracted to men. Historically and statistically, it's way higher women attracted to women. We think that's biologically because men would be gone for a long time and then women would get together sometimes when the men came back. And almost every anthropology study, it shifts back to men and women. And I'm not I'm telling you anthropology, folks, sociology, culture, real stuff here. The point is, I don't hate anybody. Quite frankly, I mean, you know, it's the 21st century. I get what's going on. I'm a guy that's been around. I've seen a lot of stuff. They try to sell it like, ooh, I'm just a bigot and I hate them. Give me a break. Most of these people are grandstanding in a cultural takeover. It's funded by the government and the media to confuse everything, to get everybody fighting with each other. But a large percentage of, quote, gay men were grabbed by an older man when they were 10, 11, 12 years old and pedophiled. Just like Hastert and all the rest of it. And there's guilds of these people that promote themselves in the government. Hastert was promoted by a bunch of Republican establishment people when he was the wrestling coach because he was in on the club. You know, the FBI goes in and covers up Penn State. This is a real club of aberrant, weird men. It's a lot worse with men than women. It's just the criminology that are targeting young boys for rape. Men, quite frankly, from the statistics, are way more often raped than women.
Yeah.
And it's, those are the numbers. I'm glad you figured me the reports on this. Now, girls get raped, too, by the uncle, the guy next door. They're embarrassed. They don't say anything about it, too. But the point is, it's pedophilia. And so what this really is the mainlining of pedophilia. There are some people that you can say are naturally gay or whatever. There are people that are chemically, whatever. The chemicals in the water, fine. There's a wide spectrum. But at the heart of the push is to break up families and society using guilds of pedophiles that have all, and then exactly, there's all these weird cultures of grandmas in criminology and older women who also then either want to have sex with little boys or they want to make them dress like women. And I read about this. I see it all the time. I know people. I know a lady whose husband, I've known her for years. They had to break up after they were married 4 or 5 years because he had to admit that his grandmother raped him. And then even after he grew up and moved out, she had a doll. These people were rich. Had a doll under the bed of him she'd have sex with. So there's a lot of whacked out people, folks, who want to come into society, want to take over, and want access to your kids. The UN has NAMBLA as an official member, officially of the UN, and is trying to legalize it. Judges from New York to London to Sydney, Australia, have come out and said, lower the age down to 12. Well, next it's going to be 10. And here's the deal. Keep your hands off my son and my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're innocent. They're young. They're going to have their own life. They're going to have experiences with their peers that are normal and natural. Separately, though, there are tens of thousands, that's conservative, of charges a year in the U.S., of an 18-year-old woman with a 16-year-old boyfriend. Totally natural, totally normal. Vice versa. 18-year-old guy with a 16, 17-year-old girlfriend. That she saw him as the quarterback when she was a freshman. Now she's a senior. He's in his first year of college. They meet up. They've known each other for years. They, you know, boom, they get in love. And then he'll be a sex offender, and they get married and have kids. There are tens of thousands of people married to their sex offender husband or wife. No.
Because there's all these arbitrary labels on everything.
Exactly. Well, they persecute, just like people's kids die of vaccines, and they say shaken baby. They know full well the vaccine killed them. Same thing. You're 18 dating a 17-year-old. They put you in jail or label you as a sex offender, but then Hastert can be screwing little boys.
Right, and completely overlooked. And that's the thing that, the reason why...
I know I'm ranting. This just really makes me mad, Leanne.
It makes me mad as well, and this is why I wanted to get Walt on. He had a story talking about how it's time for the LGB to remove the T from their name because gay men are always associated with these transgender men, and they're completely... It's not the same thing. And he's talking about how this is a psychological issue that... You cannot change your gender, and it doesn't matter if you get a sex change. Deep down inside, you know you're still the sex that you were born.
But chemicals can affect areas of the brain to make women attracted to women and men attracted to men. That's a fact, and they are putting that out there.
It's been around forever, okay? So this whole gender identity, this gender dysphoria...
Well, it's like two male dogs will start going after each other.
But they can't... Yeah, but they can't... If your parents don't usher you into reality at some point, like this is who you are... then you're just going to be living in this delusional state.
Well, let's just say it. If you don't find dad's Playboy books when you're 12, and instead some perv at the school teaches you you're a woman, you're going to end up missing out on the family and everything else. And I'm not saying give your kids Playboy books. It's a figure of speech. The point is, are you going to find some Playboy books at the deer camp, or are you going to have some guy when you're 12 pick you up at school and take you to a barn?
Well, the thing that makes me so upset about it is that they are giving gender reassignment surgery in Oregon without parental consent. And in Oregon, if you're 12, 15 years old, you can't even go to an R-rated movie. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't.
My children to go to the planetarium, I have to sign a form.
Yeah. And so he has done so much research because obviously he's been severely affected.
But say that again. They're doing sex changes all over the world on little kids.
Right.
Because they say they think they're a girl and get convinced by a bunch of pervs.
Without parental consent. And so just it's like the race to be the most progressive. And this whole gender dysphoria, gender identity, it's still very new. We're still researching it and trying to understand what's going on here. But yet you're physically mutilating young children who 94% of these children grow out of gender dysphoria. They no longer want to express themselves as the opposite.
But there are all these people now encouraging it, like, yes. Oh, you're a girl, you think you're a boy, let's do it. Oh, you're a boy, this is a girl. Oh, it's wonderful. You know, you're magic now. You're great. Here's this community. Well, look, it's pedophilia being legalized. All the articles I've seen over the last 20 years where they'll take 7th grade and 6th grade children to a, quote, dormitory at a college for a weekend. Their parents let them go to learn about sex. And I can't say on air what they teach 6th and 7th graders, Leanne.
Yeah. No, I've seen their curriculum.
And they'll get some woman in there going, this is how you... I can't even say it on air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stuff that's super medically bad for you.
Yeah, and that traumatizes children.
I mean, they teach kids... I can't even tell you what they teach. I just... Folks, they got your kids. It's just horrible. Leanne, we're going to play this clip of your guest when we come back. Stay there. This makes me so angry.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
They will stop.
we live in a country where a parent is being investigated for allowing their child to play in the backyard unsupervised. Yet in states like Oregon, the state is sponsoring sex changes without parental consent. And so you're so concerned because perhaps there are some underlying psychological issues that aren't even being dealt with because a gender psychologist is just going to say, oh, I know what this is. You need to start taking hormone blockers and then we're going to give you a sex change and you'll be fixed.
Right. The problem with it is what we do know is that 94% of children who at a young age identify as transgender, if we leave them alone and don't push or advocate for them to change genders, will actually grow out of their gender dysphoria and become normal adults. The problem today is that all kids, every single kid ever born is going to be curious about gender, as they should be. The difference is that when today a parent sees someone curious about gender, they're identifying him as a transgender and then pushing him to change genders as though it's a good thing. And I can tell you from my own life, it's not a good thing. It damages and destroys life. It develops psychological disorders. Many of them become alcoholics and drug addicts. They never get their gender dysphoria resolved through changing genders. In fact, the original founder of transgenderism, Harry Benjamin, at his clinic, found that there were far too many suicides and unhappiness after changing genders. And so even his own clinicians at that clinic decided to go into psychiatry so that it could actually help people. But still, we're caught up in changing people's gender for whatever reason. It's got to be some power thing from these large, powerful groups and schools and all the way to the White House that I've written about as well.
That's right. Walt Heyer, big interview coming up tonight. That's just a sneak peek of the interview with Leanne Mack. Understand, this is why it's been through it. Okay? And children are being targeted. Parents that wanted to confuse their kids and get them sex changes should be getting trouble. This is the government literally sexually, beyond molesting your children, trying to change them and confuse them to end reproductive activity on this earth. This is a weapon system. The well-meaning liberals that get taught in college are low level. Everybody's committing suicide. We better, you know, get more psychiatrists. The highest level is in gay men committing suicide. Well, now it's transgenders at the highest level of suicide because they're so unhappy. And it's like, well, let us run everything, or it's you were mean to us, is why we're committing suicide. No. The cultures are mean and destructive. They have bug chasers for 20 years, gay men that want to go out and get HIV and then spread it. There is a very sick underlying thing to this because it's directed by the globalists. It's death. It's eugenics. And I love those people, is why I'm warning them. I'm telling you that this is the agenda. Does it mean some people do this and are perfectly happy? Absolutely. But don't tell me I got to pay for it, and don't talk to little kids about sex. Imagine if a full-grown man was just out at the park talking to 10-year-old kids, telling little girls, you're a little boy, or vice versa. They'd be a perv. They'd be arrested. How's the state doing it? Wake up, people. Leanne, you've got other points. The drugging of the kids. Oh, you're a girl. We're going to make you think you're a girl or boy.
Well, how much sense does it make that parents are being arrested for letting their children walk to the park or play in the park alone or walk to school?
It's a war on families.
They're getting arrested, but yet the school can come in and give these kids hormone blockers at 12 years old so that they won't go through puberty, that they can delay puberty, so give the kid a little bit longer to decide if he's really a boy or a girl. If you start using those hormone blockers, it makes you infertile. So they've already totally transformed this person.
Oh, yeah, they're sterilizing you and not telling you.
Right.
it's eugenics. It's all eugenics. Come back in 70 seconds. I want you to finish up before Joel Salente joins us. Folks, we are the InfoWar. I've been wound up today, I tell you. Please spread the word. Get the free iPhone and Android apps, InfoWars.com/show, and see her big report tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com, and huge coverage of the primary.
GCNLive.com today.